Now, can you tell me your name?
Whose name?
Your name.
My name, I am Elizabeth Bertus.
No other names?
No other name.
What was your maiden name?
Maiden name?
Yeah.
Elizabeth Sikora.
At your birth date?
9/02, 7 January.
And where were you born?
In that time was Austria, in the province Silesia.
In the village?
Village Istavda. Uh-huh.
And what was your mother's name?
My mother was Anna Marakvica.
Uh-huh. And do you remember her birth date?
No.
And do you remember where she was born?
Same village.
And she died in that village?
Uh-huh. And in the same village.
Uh-huh. And, okay. Now, the father's name?
My father's name was Joseph Sikora.
And his birth date, you don't remember?
No, I never asking him about.
And where was he born?
Same village.
Where did he die?
Same village.
And date of death?
Day of death, the dad was first war, maybe Voynezhskoye, 19, maybe 1913, but I don't know which day, in March, in a way. So, I don't know which day.
And can you tell me what day your mother died?
Mother died in the Second War, but I was in Canada. I don't remember. I don't know.
Okay. Now, how many brothers and sisters did you have?
With that marriage, that was 11 children, and six of them died young, very young, and five lived. Four sisters and one brother.
Can you tell me their name?
That was Anna and Hedwig and Susie and me, Elizabeth Bertus.
Uh-huh. And the boy?
And George was, and the brother was George Sikora.
Uh-huh. And do you remember your grandparents' name?
Grandparents' name? Oh, I don't. I know my one grandmother was. That was Eva Marakvica, but daddy was some kind of orphan. He never mentioned about his parents.
Uh-huh. And what did your father do for a living?
Oh, he had a little bit of farming, and the rest he driving some bread to stores. To the other village stores and some grocery to stores and like that.
Uh-huh. What kind of a house did you live in?
Log, big log house and with two ends, hallway was, and one side was my brother John, another side we live. My brother John, because when daddy was marriage, my mama, he was widower, and he had one son, mm-hmm. Call him John.
Oh, I see. Okay, and you were telling me, how did you cook your food?
I cook food in pots and open fireplace and like that.
And you had to open the door to let the smoke
out? We have to open the door so smoke going outside, and when food was ready, we shut the door and like that.
Okay. Do you remember anything about the politics in that day?
No, again, politics was nothing. I don't remember nothing. I know I go to school. I just know we got very good imperial in Austria, Caesar Franz Joseph Pierre I.
Can you tell me something about him? His family and?
Yeah, he had some. I know he had some brothers. One, his brother was killed in Spain. Another,
Is that other Maximilian?
Yeah. No, that was Ferdinand. I know he had all forestry and this province in Silesia, and he had lots of castles around there, and that's all.
And was one, you were telling me something about one being killed in Yugoslavia?
That was his wife. Oh. His wife was killed in the Yugoslavia, and his son shot himself, called him Rudolf.
Why did he shoot himself?
I can't tell you. I understand. He had a girlfriend someplace in there, and I don't know, father don't want let him marry here or something like that, so both of them shoot himself.
And tell me about your school days. How many grades did you go? How far did you go?
We haven't got...
What courses did you take?
Oh, not very far. We had to go to school, but we had in that village five classes, and we have to start 6 o'clock, 6 years to go to school, and we have to finish 14. We have to do that. If we don't do that, the parents have to punish it. Mm-hmm. If some kids miss 5 days in a month, parents have to go to jail or pay punishment. Mm-hmm. And we had very, very nice morning. When teacher come to the class, we get up and tell him good morning, Mr. this and this. Then we pray Our Father. After Our Father, take the books, and the first hour was arithmetic, second hour was German, third hour was reading or something, and afternoon again something, and every week we had 1 hour of religion and 1 hour girls have to teach them craft, and boys something, they give him something to do for 1 hour.
Uh-huh. Okay, and how many years did you go to school?
Well, from 6 to 14.
Oh, that's grade 8?
I finished grade 8, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And in the last class, when it was 5 classes, and the last class have to stay until finished 14, that was great, was 2 grades already, like first, second, and były 2 grady wtedy.
Właśnie
po polsku mówić, jak chcecie. W tej ostatniej już były 2 grady.
Yeah.
My to musieli skończyć.
Yeah.
A inaczej to nie musieli, to musiało to być taki, było low.
Yeah. What did you do after you finished school?
We come home, winter time, we have to take it, look after cows. Mm-hmm. And that was summer time. And winter time, we had nothing to do. We just take it sleigh and skating around and playing around with the neighbor's kids and like that. I understand that, so.
But what did you do after you finished school, grade 8?
Have to look after some kind of job.
What kind of job did you get?
Almost all kind of jobs. We have to go to forest and plant trees, or somebody help them, just like a farm needed babysitting or like that. And then lots of them going to Germany for work and looking for a job. When I finished to school, I have to go to my sister Hedwig. She was married quite far away from home, and I have to help him look after everything. Her husband was on war and in Canada and like that.
Uh-huh. And what kind of a career were you planning for yourself? active, when you were kind of...
I played in Goto Konwen, but they don't take me because I was not enough rich.
Uh-huh. Did you have any boyfriends?
No.
No?
I a couple asking, but I was kind... I just hated to be married.
Yeah, okay. And can you give me your story behind coming to Canada? What the... why did you go, when did you go, and how did you go?
Why I come to Canada? My sister had a husband in Canada. About 1 year. After 1 year, he wanted to order his wife and 4 children. And I was a higher girl for my sister. And my sister decided, oh, she can come with me and she can help me on the way. So decided with her husband in Canada, because he had brother here, maybe she can marry here and like that. We better take her and coaxing me. And my sister grabbed my picture and sent it to Canada, Pochihu, yeah, how I supposed to work. So I don't know about finally the make it some kind of something talking and my question as about tata jako powiedzieć.
What is father?
No, that husband, my brother, which was on homestead here, he was 37-year-old and decided that think that he needed some
wife.
So he sent me $100 for a ticket and my sister take me, and I don't even know when she look at the paper, and I just...
Immigration papers.
Yeah, I have to just go. So I go, I don't think nothing.
What year was that?
1923? I was married 1924, because when I come to Canada, that was 1924.
Okay, and so tell me about the boat that you went across.
My boat was Andania.
Uh-huh. And where did you sleep on the boat?
No, we had some kind,
comfortable?
Okay, everything was okay.
Uh-huh. What did you bring with you?
What did I bring with me?
Yeah.
I bring my bedding and clothes, and that's all.
Uh-huh.
My bedding was 2 pillows and one feather thick, and couple service on the table, and so my mother make it by linen, and I give one Pamela.
And how did you get from your home to the ship in Poland?
In Poland?
Yeah.
We was driving train from Cheshire to Krakow. From Krakow, we have to drive on.
Kettle car.
Yeah, in kettle car, an open kettle car was full of them, and we sit on the floor and like that. And
how far did you go that way?
From Krakow to Danzig.
Danzig.
Yeah.
How many miles is that, more or less?
Oh, I don't know, far away.
How long do you remember?
I can't remember how many days we.
Number of days?
Maybe one day we traveling from Krakow to Danzig.
Really?
Maybe more. I don't know.
And okay, now tell me what you thought when you came to Canada. Where did you come? Quebec City?
Yeah, we landed in Quebec. Take us 8 days to go over the sea, and we landed in Quebec. And when we landed in Quebec, we have to go over that checking. and everybody was fine, but needed some kind of more question from my husband, because we was not married and like that. So they're phoning him to Athabasca about something I don't know, and left me 3 days in Quebec, and my sister left me and went to Edmonton and Athabasca, and after 3 days put me on train, and I go myself by the train and come to Edmonton.
How long were you on the train?
Oh, like several nights, maybe 4 or 5 days.
Who did you travel with?
Huh?
Who did you travel with?
One Swedish girl sit with me all the time on train, and we was we talking together, but just like that.
Yeah, with your hands, eh?
Yeah. And we sleep together on that train and talking by that, and we haven't got nothing to eat, just some salesman passing car and say fish for sale or bread for sale, so we buy a little bit some kind of bite once for a while, and one fella see we are hungry, so buy us a bunch of banana, but we don't know how to eat, and we try it. We testing, that girl testing, and I testing, we don't like it, and we throw them over the window outside.
And what did you see when you got to Edmonton?
Oh, that was evening, dark, and right away put us to immigration house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
that girl right away, somebody called me in Edmonton, that Swedish girl, and take her, and I was put me to immigration house, and I sit there, and next day I looking for some kind of job, some kind to eat, something, and went outside and looking and looking, and 2 men go to work.
Okay, go ahead, carry on.
2 men go to work, and see, I stand in front of the immigration house. They ask me, you come from Europe? I say, yes. You needed help? I say, yes, I looking for where I supposed to buy some bread or something. Okay, see far away that little house over there, because Edmonton was very small that time. I say, yes, go there, and there is my sister there, and you tell her what you want, and she take you to some store, and you can buy it what you want. So I do that, and that sister go with me to Ramsey's store, and I buy it myself, coat and hat and nice dress, and we buy some food, and that sister tell me, come evening for supper. So I went there, and she gave me nice supper, and that man was already come back from job for supper, asking me all kind of questions, where I go, and like that. And one was nice fella, a kind young one, and tell me, you be very sorry when you go on homestead to Athabasca. You're going to work very hard there. I feel sorry for you. You can marry me, I got money in the bank, I got good job, and like that, and like that. And I tell him, but I am very sorry, I have to go where I supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask how much cost supper, she said 25 cents. And we say goodbye, and I left, and next day come some men from emigrated people, and come and hurry up, because train is ready to Athabasca, and took me and grabbed me and put me on train. I come to Athabasca.
Mm-hmm.
I takes all day from maybe 10 o'clock morning to I come to Athabasca, 10 o'clock evening was dark, cold, snow starting falling, and conductor have a colloidal lamp and look after immigrant with colloidal lamp. Then nobody come, nobody was get me around train, so I don't know what to do. And was couple German was there, and they tell me, come on with us to hotel. Maybe somebody is there. So I go with them to hotel and stay there, and I don't know what to do now. And my brother look come and, what do you doing here? I looking for you around the train and I don't see you, but he don't see me because I change clothes. Mm-hmm. I had a coat and dress and hats and like that. Yeah. And he grabbed me my suitcase and like that and come on, because we already go on farm and come. So by the river, he had horses. And my husband was there, he hooked up the horses to my, husband.
Fiance
was there, and I supposed to shake hands with him, but he don't shake with me, just looking at me. I don't want to shake hands with him because I think he was shy because he was very dirty and hair sticking over the heads out. And you know, my brother-in-law grabbed me, bring me, and come and shake hands. I say, hello, Mr. Bertus. And he tell me, now you have to go home with Joe because I have to stay in town. I got such a business early morning and I have to stay in town. And my brother-in-law took me on farm and tell me what I supposed to do, and I stay on farm.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then you got married when he was through with his business?
After 1 week on farm, when I come on farm, his brother Anton was there. And when I wake up morning, he had porridge ready, and he showed me cows and like that, and was 8 heads cows, 2 cows was milking, was 4 pigs. And that's all, I think. And he left me, he said, now I have to go to that crushing crew because I want to get money and you stay here and like that. So I have to stay there alone and look after cows. And when it was a very, very warm day, I make it from, I was gleaning it from the dirt and plastering a hole in the barn because there was too many holes in the barn. Barn was just locked without roof. And top was lots of grain feed. And I stayed there, and after one week, my finances come, and he asked me how I like it here, and like that, and like that. And next day he went to town and bring me some kind of paper, and when he come back, bring me paper and tell me, signing here. I say, what for is that? This is his marriage license. We are gonna just like married now, because I haven't got the time. I still have to go to thrashing crew and finish job. So I put sign and we are married now. I ask him, Mike or Miha or Mihash or any kind. Then once for a week he came if I still here, still alive, but I was alive and like that.
Let me see.
And around when he come finished thrashing, that was before Christmas in December, that was Lent in our religion. We don't get married until Lent be over. So 1925. night in January, we decided to go take the marriage in church. So it was 50 below, and we dressed up much. We can warm up and we driving to church by the river. And my husband had white nose, and he rubbing him, and the horses was white from frost. That was Prince Albert, that two horses. And we come to the church, put to the horses, to the barn, Daniel's barn, and we go to church, and in church was very cold, so priest Father Demre asked us to his house. He had in his house little room, just like chapel, like church. He don't go to church when it was very cold. He had chapel inside. And we they give us holy sacraments, and we married there, and for a witness, that was Mr. and Mrs. Gorman, our neighbor, and that's all. Yeah. And Father Demre asking how much, my husband asking how much he owed him for that job, and he said 2 lots of wood. Yeah. And then we go, after church, we go to hotel, and we eat, 4 of us, meal in hotel and go home, and that's all.
Okay, and now, let's see, we've got some time. Now, can you tell me something about your early married life on the farm and the children, etc.?
Oh, married like farm, we have to. My husband opened more land, and I helping.
You had a garden? Big garden?
Huh?
You had a big garden?
We had a garden, like usually, quite big garden, and he opened more land every year, and buying some more land, and machinery buying, and like that, and for 10 years we had 8 children, and 3 boys and 5 girls.
Yeah.
We had so we have to hire when we open more land, we have to hire somebody always. We had hire girl and we had hire men too.
Who was the hired man and who was the hired girl?
Horse was Paul Lupiejowiec. Then was Jan Wawach, then was, I don't know who, Jan, Fred Nux, I don't know, he was after, maybe, Jack Drabot, Jan Zhuk, Fred Nux.
Archie Ryan.
After, when we had tractor, we had Archie Ryan. Oh, I don't know. That's all. That's not. Emigrantki. Helen Doroshenko and Mrs. Tambure and Tekla Lebet and Mary Lebet and Mary Bodnar. And Bertus, Tegociana Bertusa z Richmond Parku, dziewczyn, and Enika Wulok, ja.
Mrs. Grom just
helped daily. Sometime when we was very busy, she just came and she teach me how to cooking and help me on trashing and like that. Już to wszystko umrzeło, joj, a ja tu jeszcze je.
Aby jako wywitali nowe Canadians, new people, było kilka new immigrants.
Come and sit closest.
New Canadians obsiehali což ve i vitali či jako se
jako my se mytli
yes.
Oni the New Canadian come and looking for homestead around the Richmond Park in Deep Creek and was looking for a job and because have to mm-hmm. and we had quite a bit land open already and small children. I have to go every year to hospital and daddy look for some kind of girls for help. So he went to Richmond Park and he find some girls all the time.
Can we just stop a minute? I think I've put the tape in. Check it to the tape.
That was 11 people in family, father and his family, father and son and daughter and have a family. So it was all together 11 and they're looking for a job. And we had very nice crop and very old binder. And that binder don't pick up very good. And crop was lay lots of man of ground, so binder don't pick them. And left them, and daddy think that somebody have to pick up that wasting on field, which binder left, and he asked that Hrusch two men for stooking, and he said, daddy said that two men, you got home three women ready, and they can come with the icicle, and they can pick up that which laying down and binder don't pick up, and they make them pile and pile here, and after I trash for you, and so that man was very happy they're gonna have something for winter naft bread. So the three women come and pick up and make it quite a bit pile, and when trashing and the field was finished, daddy sent that one man with wagon pick up all that pile and field and with the throw over the machine, and they had ready gun sack and everything, and that was 45 bushels wheat. And they was very happy. Now we got enough bread for whole winter. Because they come to the bush, you know, had nothing.
Very cool.
And they help daddy usually planting lots of potatoes. They help pick the potatoes, and they have wagon box potatoes for a job. Then buy cows from us, and they was very happy. And since how long we lived, that family always remember us and visiting us, and any kind of party or wedding, they make it always ask it us. And they still remember me, Mrs. Cruz, still alive, and still come here, and she ask me and everything, and kiss me, and we remember you.
And wild country. Did you ever see Indians? Were there ever Indians?
What?
Did you ever see Indians?
Oh, yeah, we had lots of Indians for helping and thrashing. Mm-hmm. You remember how we had all the time, and every fall we hired some kind of Indians for helping, because we needed to have five, six men holding and beaching and like this. And
but when you first came, did you hear Indians? Were you scared of them? Or did you hear them beating their drums or anything?
Oh, I forgot how thrashing.
Ale kesi by mi mogli jakoby, tak by neprince siahali jakoby čuli noci jako Indiane tancovali a ale to bylo lanta a zpívali a
otóż już to zabyła. Może ja to mówiła, już zabyła. Ja wiem, że kajuty były i Indiana and Nanebietal, kite te Northern Lights, jak się tego było, takie wielkie były, teraz ich nie widno.
And do you have Northern Lights in Poland?
No, nobody knows. No.
Mm-hmm. You told us a story one time about the Indian that stopped over and left Claire Margaret for Mary.
Christmas Eve.
Would you like to tell us about that?
What?
Remember that Indian family that stopped at the
Christmas Eve
and left and slept over and left the Margaret?
Yes, sit down here. Yeah, that was one Christmas.
Yes.
One Christmas, we went to midnight mass and we had two kids. Alec was 3 months, yeah, because he was something, and Mary was 1 year and half, yeah. And we put the children to my sister and we went on midnight mass. After midnight mass, we come back and we pick up the children from sister and went to the bed, and finally we just settle up to the bed and start sleep. Somebody knocking on the door, and we opened the door. That was Indian with same kind small children and a wife, and he asking, that was maybe 3 o'clock after midnight, asking for help. Sleep someplace because they are tired. That Indian was from Calling Lake.
Was it cold?
Sure, she called. That was on Christmas.
Very cold.
And Daddy say, I got very small house. If you want sleep on floor, I bring some hay. And because we had he said, okay, I'm going to be sleeping on the floor. So Daddy bring some hay and put it on the floor, and they had some kind of blanket and skin. And they lay down and kids put between them, and they lay down and Daddy put lots of wood to heater so it's nice and warm, and they sleep. In the morning around maybe 8 o'clock, nine because you know, and that's very long. And Daddy get up and make it fire again. That Indian get up and go to his horses, and I don't know what he, and that lady get up and prepare some kind tea, and they had some kind dry meat, and I give him coffee and my cushion as well.
White
baking, some kind of buns.
Oh, yes, sweet
baking. But they don't want them. They say, no, we don't want them. They had to just own a tea and own meat, some kind of dried meat. And they finished breakfast, and that lady put the baby on the table and a little bit warm water and give them bath, and then cover up that baby for all kind of her own clothes, and she has some kind of wooden crib, and put that baby to wooden crib and throw over the shoulder, and they're ready to go. And I, Indian asking, how much I own you for sleep here? Daddy say, no, you don't own me nothing, but anyway, if you go sometime here yet, bring to my baby some kind of magusin like your baby got on your feet. And that lady said, oh, I got spare one on sleigh, so I bring you right away. And she bring right away very beautiful, nice magusin for Mary. And Mary was so happy. She had such a nice magus, and right away we put it on, and that's all.
Okay. Do you want to talk about the rest of your, did you have many illnesses when you were, was it some less privileges for Vashi?
Jak byli sick, mieli the operations.
Tego ja miała do diabła, już mi to ani nie wspominajcie.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Yeah, maybe we could talk about some berry picking during the summer and what do the children do in the summer?
Children have to do everything. What we doing, children have to do. When it was haying time, they have to go on the barn and put it, help load that hay and barn and fighting and yelling and pick the berry and have to help in the garden, let it in, have to milk the cows and have to wash the dishes. Then after the dishes was ready, ready evening, they sit around the table and make it homework, and I have to be very, very quiet. Anything I make little noise, Mama, be quiet, because we can't do it. That's all. That's all. Was like that?
I guess so, yeah.
Sometimes I rattling on dishes or something. Mm-hmm. And one time, late after war, come some men and women from our village, from Poland to Canada after war. That was Kohut.
Oh, yeah.
And we had nice bunkhouse, and they asking, can we stay for a while until we find some job? And I give him bunkhouse, the Stein bunkhouse, and I give him wood, how much they want, and food, the potatoes and the milk, and take from us, but have to stay there. But that woman always coming and yapping, and my kids working homework, and the kids crying, Mama, let that man out, because we can't make homework. That she just yapping.
The kids
will get a laugh out of that. Yeah. And boys, boys like George and Rudolph, George like a ducks. He always go to the banks and looking for ducks and bring something to. Też lubił kaczki. Rudolph like it hunting, so always grab the 22 and sardines, something, and went to the bush and shoot at the squirrel, or he had a little bit trap and like that, and he was interested with this.
What were the girls interested in?
Huh?
What were the girls interested in? Dziewczęta robili.
No, dziewczęta musieli krowy podoić i prać, flor myć i helpować.
Ale to na hobby? Jako
hobby. Mieliśmy katalog od Itona Watsonsona, toż katowały te pikczury, a to nie mój, a to nie mój, a tak mi zastrzygły katalog, są pełne. Pamiętasz?
Yes.
A ja im wadzim się, a i tell him, don't make me mess, but that you know
it. Did we read?
Some of them started cooking, make it some kind of buns and bread and like that.
Czytali?
They had some kind of book, I forgot. Czytali, yeah.
Always, Mother said, we always were reading.
Yeah.
And then we tak było ci mamy, tam się ci nie cituje,
Yeah.
Okay, could you tell me something about Daddy now? Could you tell
about
me,
Daddy?
Okay, tell me his name, date of birth, and where he was born.
Where Daddy?
Yeah. Michael Burris.
No, Daddy was born some village.
Yeah.
And when he was 18 years old, he was ready to go to army in Austria for 3 years training, but he don't want to go, so he grabbed somebody's passport, and an strange passport. he ran away to America because he don't want to go to training and to army. And he stayed in America, some coal mine.
Pennsylvania. It doesn't matter, that's fine.
Coal mine, my accent, and he reading paid, he find there from our village, our country, district, some men there and that talking and reading in paper in Canada, Canada give people free land that much and that much, so that decided come to Canada and stay at homestead and starting life here.
Mm-hmm. And what date was he born? What was his birthday?
Daddy's birthday? Yeah. Daddy's birthday is in September, 18, but I forgot.
19 what?
September, I know he's September.
He was 82 when he passed away in 1869.
I think it was 1886, right?
1886.
Yeah, Toyota. Perfect.
He was 82 in
89. Okay, well, okay.
In 69.
And what year did he immigrate to the United States? Kiedy tobie jak przyszedł do States?
Ze States do Kanady?
No, what to Poland to States? What year did
z Polski do Ameryki.
Yeah, tak.
To było before war, maybe 1912, because 1914. No, 1914 start war, yeah. He came maybe 1912.
Yeah, okay.
So that would be nice.
Did he come through New York?
Just New yes.
To Ellis Island?
Yes.
Okay.
Every emigrant have to go over that, that was inspection there.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. Now, did he work out in Montana too?
Yeah.
What did he do in Montana?
I don't know what he doing in Montana, but I know he was in Montana.
Yeah.
In some kind of hilly land.
Yeah.
He say.
And did he work in Edmonton for a while in meatpacking plant?
He never tell me he was in coal mine someplace. Like egg, when we go to Edmonton, you tell me this.
Egg Lake coal mine.
Yeah.
Yes.
He say here on winter and summer he stay on farm and open the land and as winter he go that coal mine.
But I understood that when he came from Montana, he worked in the Robille, the Edmonton meatpacking plant, in the Rock.
Oh yeah, it's the one winter was there. Yeah.
Yes. And then he went to Richmond Park.
Yeah. No, he will go to Richmond Park right away. But over the winter, he go to Edmonton.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do you know what his mother's name was?
His mother's?
Can you tell me how many, his mother's name?
Yeah.
Father's
was Mike Bertus.
Ale matka, jaką miana była?
Maria Michalek.
Michalek.
Yeah.
A ojciec?
No to że ojciec był Mike. Jemu też było staremu Mike.
Yeah. A jaki stary? Kiedy oni byli urodzeni?
Na w ten sam velić.
Yeah. A byli wiele siostry i braci miał.
Wiele.
Very complicated.
Daddy's mother, when daddy's mother married that husband, he had a widower, yeah. And he had four children already.
Yeah.
That was George Bertus's father,
yeah.
and his two sister. That was three only,
uh-huh.
Three kids. And from that second marriage, that was maybe nine, wait, Daddy, Mary, Eva, Mike, John, Antonio, Anna, and Marianna. Hey. And how many die, I don't know. Some of them died too.
Yeah.
That was a big family.
So there are 8 from the second marriage and 3 from the first marriage.
And 3 from first marriage.
And was there any that have mental illness?
Jedna była taka jak nasza Roslyn. Ja ona się nie wydała, ona taka była, ale ona w decki była za higher girl someplace. And usually she was higher girl in our town, Jablonka was little town. And that was he working on for a priest farm. She was around the cows. And she don't feel very good, and she have to take it for a cow and rope and go and feel and walk with those cows and feel, because he have to keep them in hands. The other way, they run away to somebody's field. And keep him in hands until the cows, to 3 hours, after 3 hours, bring them back. And she was very tired, and she cried, and she said parish priest, which he worked for him. He can do it. This is too hard. I can do it. You just pray, yeah, and you'll be all right. But you have to pray for your good nerves. You'll be all right. And he have to stay there, and then I, when I come to Canada, I still left her there, and she was very poor.
Can you tell me anything about Daddy's family? What Uncle Joe and his...
Uncle Joe to Square Hando, Canada.
He went to war, didn't he? He was joining the army?
Huh?
He was in the war, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was forced to war, he was. Yeah.
Captured?
He was.
He was not captured.
Oh, he stopped because he tell he was in Russia in prisoner.
Yeah, Kiev. Yeah, Kiev to go.
He was Kiev?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was.
And he escaped?
No, they let him out.
Oh, he walked back, eh?
No. What do you think?
Yeah.
He walking.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And my brother was prisoner in Italy, because when Austria, he was on Italy's front, and when Austria collapsed, Austrian soldiers was captured in Italy.
Yeah.
In Italy.
Yeah.
Then stay there in Italy, how the suffering there, how everything. Then start was Poland, finally. In that Poland was one general, that was... No, Piłsudski. And in a way he went to Italy and looked after Polish soldiers, and the writing and take them to Poland. And my brother come from Poland already. He had blue uniform and like that, and come and...
Did you lose any brothers or father in the war, especially?
Not me.
Did you know anybody who was killed in the war?
Paul Lupiejewa's father was losing in war.
Uh-huh. In the Second World War, did you know anybody?
In Second War, I was in Canada. I don't know much about them.
Okay.
Haller. Oh, that's general was Haller. General Haller, he ich tam wykupił, a pozbierał wszystkich z Italii i zebrał do Polski. Haller.
Did Now let's see, what else? You can't tell me more about father.
About my father?
Yeah, no,
not
she, Mike.
Mike Bertus. Jeszcze widzieli, rośliście koło niego, to żyjecie.
And how did you, okay, you were in, can you think of anything else you'd like to tell me about?
After what?
Is there anything else you'd like to tell me about?
I don't know what you want, no.
Anything you want to think, talk about?
I don't know, but I can't.
What's it so?
Well.
When you were a child, or when you were having all these children?
Have an 8 children, good healthy children. Oh, George was always suffering for some kind lung trouble. He had to have an operation and take to have lungs out.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Oh, was all kind things in the family. Girls had poor eyes. We have to take them to Edmonton to eye special. They give them glasses quite early age, and like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's maybe sometimes when you want to, you can talk. Tell us more about when you will feel like it, okay?
About what?
Whatever you want to tell us.